you. Hey. That's a procession of species moving through us here. Such a cultural experience here, White Springs on the old marble stage. And this is all the people who have gotten together to make their outfits and walk in the shoes of the animal that they have decided to be. And through this, they learn some about the ecology of Florida. And all of these are living creatures of sorts. Some of them are below what your naked eye can see. So you have to imagine you're looking through a microscope of some of the amoebas and single-cell animals that we had here. What a joy to be here. And this is a song that I wrote about the mangrove swamps of Florida. And it's called The Mangrove Buccaneer. When the hurricane took my woman, I moved out to sea. I took revenge against the wind, I learned the pirate's creed. I cursed the sea for taking my dream, in spite I robbed its gold. Robed in fortune, I forgot my shame in the Gulf of Mexico. So sailing to the Keys, ahoy, row the skip ashore, boy. Bury the gold with the robber's sneer. Draw them out the scale, lad. Mark the secret trail, by gad. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. That mandolin. We robbed the Spanish galleons sailing in the breeze. We stashed the gold in the gumbo limbo in the Florida Keys. We hid away in the mangroves, the meanest salts afloat. The King of Spain demands my head, but he cannot catch my boat. So sailing through the Keys, ahoy. Secret trails again. I'm the mangrove buccaneer. Take it. Day. I did come here in 1964, and this was the only place at the whole festival that any music went on except a great big old three-story hotel, and that's where I met that guy down there playing the fiddle, Red Henry, in 1964. And then he finally...
I was only 7 years old.
And I met this guy right here, John Hedgecoth, a wonderful banjo player, but he plays many instruments and also knows how to work on the most valuable instruments in North America. He's a luthier in Nashville, and I met him that year, and he was like 12? And he played the banjo at that time, and I thought he was the best, most copacetic banjo player I'd ever heard before. And we got to be friends, and we're still friends, and we come back to the Folk Festival every year and enjoy remembering all of those many years, 42 of them in my case. And like I was saying, this was the only place that we had entertainment that existed as a part of the 880 acres park, but it was the bell tower over there, and sometimes it was worth going over and walking around looking at just some of the buildings over there, the museum. But most everything was here, or actually the center of activity was that old hotel, and it was privately owned, and you could rent a room for $3, and that meant everybody that had $3 could get in that room until it was full, and then you went to the next room. And then if you didn't find a room and you didn't have $3, you slept on one of the wraparound porches or out in the driveway. And we had dust, and when you get so inebriated that you couldn't hold your instrument and you fall down in the dust, they would fan you while you played your fiddle lying flat on your back. And I have memories of a guy doing that.
Tape recordings prove it, that a person can play Orange Blossom Special while lying on his back right over there in front of the hotel.
And then somebody would say, you're 30 minutes past due, and Cousin Thamel's looking everywhere for you. You got to get up there, and you'd get some band together, like I got this band together. We've never played together before. So, in fact, I haven't met all the members of the band right over there, but I'm glad to have you on here. And we would get a band together and come up here and do our responsible thing, is perform for a wonderful audience. But then we would go back down there, and it seemed like performance was up here was certainly the highlight of the thing, and it was where I met all my wonderful friends that inspired me to write songs about Florida, and what a wonderful thing. And I think we underplay the aspect of how many creative efforts are made because of White Springs every year, and what a tremendous catalog of music has come from this over these many years of celebrating. And it's carried through your camera and through your tape recorder and through your memories and shared in stories over coffee all over the state of Florida and elsewhere. And this grows every year in tremendous proportions. I think it's sort of like more than compounds itself. So while other things in our world is not so good and solid and looks like might be questionable in every way, and then we find a weekend like this that we can all enjoy and share and grow from, and know that, you know, to balance all of the negatives, there's this much positive. There's a song that I'd like to sing about a river, Florida's largest river, the Apalachicola. It's called Apalachicola Doing Time.
When she leaves the dam at Chattahoochee, winding in a southern flow, easy on the way, another night or day, she'll finally reach the Gulf of Mexico. Apalachicola River, water in veins of our land. Alligators in her swampy borders are part of nature's plan. Apalachicola, river, water, and Apalachicola flowing fine. Apalachicola doing time. Like Chris Henry to play a little mandolin. And I'm gonna sing it. So as we turn the page of natural history, she's a winding in a southern flow, nursing in her waves oysters in the bays. This is just one part of nature's role.
Thank you. I know we're scared of West Nile disease, and surely this is the most dangerous species or types of species in Florida and the world. More people die from mosquito bites than all other bites, and yet it's through the diseases they carry, and I'm not belittling the fact that we've got to deal with this. One of the ways you can deal with it is to eat a certain mushroom that grows on oak trees we call Ganoderma, and you make a tea out of it, and it boosts your immune system. Ganoderma. It makes a really nice tea, and you can just shave it off or cook it whole in some boiling water. And I make Ganoderma coffee. I use that water, which is actually tea, to make my coffee in the morning. And Starbucks sells this out in California. It's called healthy coffee. And so I'm drinking healthy coffee and trying to write healthy music about Florida. And I would suggest it's a good way to get rid of the possibilities of dying of one of these mosquito-borne illnesses. But mosquitoes play such an important part in our life in that they feed fish indirectly and down the food chain. And if we like fish and our bodies like fish more than other kinds of proteins, then we got to thank the mosquito larvae and other little creatures that oftentimes we kill when we spray chemically for mosquito larvae. And a lot of our, there's millions of dollars goes into our natural environment in the name of mosquito control. When, if we would use the proper care, cover our bodies with long sleeves and stuff, even though, and I'll not tell you, you said it's so hot. Ganoderma makes you feel cool. So if you're drinking this cool tea, you can wear a long sleeve shirt and protect yourself from mosquitoes. I know this. I live in mosquito habitat. You probably do too. This is called Mosquito's Lullaby. As I went walking one evening for pleasure, an ornery mosquito came buzzingly by. What nature adventure would ever be hindered by a blood-sucking creature? I promise not I. I was wading through the swamplands of mossy gray cypress with the wide ibis visions of blue heron skies. But breaking the silence was the blood-sucking violence. Mosquitoes kept humming their dumb lullaby. Twelve million young larvae feed the millions of minnows, and the minnows feed the herons in order to fly. 12 million mosquitoes to the top of the food chains, but there are plenty still humming their dumb lullaby. Mr. James Walsh playing the blues, that flute. His wife Heidi playing the drum. My itching and burning in about the white ibis visions and the blue heron skies. And I thought, would the pyramid of species be tumbled to pieces if a big smashed mosquito up on my arm? Da, da, da. Da, 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 you dirty mosquito.
Well, I'm sure Dale's got some CDs up at the Friends of Florida Folk booth that you can go and check out. Is that right, Dale?
I have a couple. I have a couple left up there. Don't all of you rush up there and get them. I can send you some more, and you can order them online as you can. Most of the artists up here through the local support group here for the festival. You can get it online. Just look up Florida. Look up the Stephen Foster Memorial, and you'll see their gift shop, and you can buy quantities of product there from all artists here in the state. And the ones, if you want to go over and look their other collection, it's over in their gift shop over there in, where is that area? What do you call it? Arts and crafts area. So my guitar went so bad out of tune, I hope.
You're ready now.
What happened to the other guy that was playing with us? I wanted to introduce him.
He went to go off. Tune.
What was his name?
No idea.
Oh, he joined the group. He just joined the procession and stayed on.
Friend of ecology.
That's friend of ecology, and he was just looking for a home, and y'all, we gave him one. One more? Okay, this is going to be my final song, and I'm trying to think now. Which one it should be. I know one. We've had alligator attacks lately, and I have this song called Don't Feed the Gator, and I know this band's never done it before, but what the hell. And
oh my goodness.
One of the things that we got to deal with is more alligators, and we're getting into their habitat, not them into ours. And you got to consider that people feed them, teach them the bad habits, and they're not going to bother you. I live close to alligators, closer than anybody here, I'm sure, to alligators, and I don't feed them. I never will. I just won't allow anybody even to come out there and act like they're feeding alligators, because it does not help anybody. Certainly doesn't help the alligator, because at least one or two or three get killed just to pay for what we have to bear of the media, I know, right? So it's a handoff rule from the alligator's jaw, a wildlife fact, a putting teeth in the law, a hands-off act to save a wilderness tract. When the gator gets free food from people, it's a coming back. Don't feed the gator, he'll take you for food and climb out beside you from the waters and bite you. He'll take from people any handout gets chewed unexpectedly. He'll take you for food. Playing the bass is a wonderful bass player. She's probably best in Florida. Her name is Barbara Johnson. And that Chris Henry on the mandolin, he's going to take a lead right here. He's Red Sun. John Hedgecock from Nashville. And James Walsh playing the flute. And his wife Heidi's playing the drum. Just leave the gator your care and respect. No more handouts can save someone's neck. 'Cause when the gator eats free, the more he expects. More and more handouts, one meal to the next. It's a handoff rule from the alligator's jaw. A wildlife fact, putting teeth in the law. Track, but when the gator gets free food from people, it's a gonna attack. Thank you.